Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 37th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Rijalun la tulhihim tijaratun wa la bay'un 'an dhikrillahi wa iqamis salah. وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار.
Are men whom neither commerce nor sale distracts from the remembrance of Allah and performance of prayer and giving of zakah. They fear a day in which the hearts and eyes will fearfully turn about.
رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Men whom neither merchandise nor any sale diverts from the remembrance of Allah. We said that according to the previous characteristics mentioned in the prior verses we discussed so far, we can understand that these men of Allah are somehow fortified in a kind of house or place where the ordinances of the Almighty Allah dominate them all. They consider the Almighty Allah as the only ruler, as the absolute cause, and this is how they try to fortify their houses even more. These men are not diverted by any means from the path of the Almighty Allah, from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Why? Because they fear one important day. يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Because they fear a day in which the hearts and eyes will be overturned. So this means that these رِجَال, these men, of course, this does not mean that they are only men. This includes women as well. But this man, these men and women, are doing and engaging in business, good activities. But their actions are overshadowed when the remembrance of Allah comes into being. When the remembrance of Allah is mentioned, everything is overshadowed by it. They consider nothing preceding this. Any place or center which is set by Allah's command and Allah's name is mentioned in it every morning and every evening by some believing men who do not forget Allah's remembrance because of these worldly life, they praise Allah, they perform prayer. That is the center of the divine lights. That is Mishkat. That is faith. That is guidance. In fact, this kind of house has some characteristics. So, it is set by Allah's command. Its bases and walls are so exalted, they are so fortified that they protect it from the penetration of Satan. And this is the center for remembering Allah. And fourth, Some men guard it, who praise Allah every morning and every evening, and the worldly beguiling attractions do not make them ignore the truth. These houses which have these characteristics are the sources of guidance and faith.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
And it is also important to mention regarding رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, men that neither merchandise nor business divert from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah, that this matter is important, that in this verse, both the Arabic word tijara and the word bay'a have been used. Tijara, we translated into merchandise, and bay'a, we translated it into sale. Although it seems that both of them mean one thing, the difference between them may be the fact that tijara refers to a continuous job, while bay'a refers to an impermanent action which is done for one time only. It is also necessary to pay attention to the matter that it does not say that they are men who do not do business or sale, but it says لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ. It doesn't say they are not engaging in business or they're not engaging in merchandise. Men whom neither merchandise nor any sale diverts from the remembrance of Allah. They always fear the day of hereafter and Allah's justice court, in which hearts and eyes will be capsized because of its awe. The Arabic verb yakhafun is derived from the verb which in the Arabic language indicates the continuity of their fear of the resurrection day. So it is a sort of fear that compels them to their duties and missions. That's why they will never forget the day of hereafter. That is why that the remembrance of the Almighty Allah overshadows everything, even their business in the world. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me.